swing and a high drive. Deep left field, on its way, back to the wall. Lyle, it's out of room, it's gone! And it's happened again, Harper this time! Bryce Harper puts the Phillies on top! 7-5 in the top of the ninth!
They did it again! Welcome on in, it is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today, including a try day. We're going to try to help someone, one of our favorites here at WIP. We'll get to something said to us yesterday, and a lot on the Phillies. Also, Scott Fransky, who's had a heck of a week, will join us at 12, and Milt Thompson in studio at 1 p.m. Excited for that. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. And you know what? I just want to let people know I was reading and I was watching television yesterday, right? And the rats and mice are mutating here in Philadelphia.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They're getting immune to the rat poison and stuff. So much so, it's happening at such a fast rate that they have to figure out other ways to try to exterminate them.
We need new traps, traps.
Better traps, right? Because they're not eating the food, and they've become immune to the normal rat food that we have.
Evolution.
They got smarter. Yeah, what are you going to do?
They're evolving.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Because when they said mutating, I thought we were talking about like some Ben stuff. I know that's the old movie that none of y'all probably remember.
Like Splinter from the Teenage Mutant Ninja.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that, but
Super
I was more
Shredder from the second.
No,
movie.
I was thinking more Ben. And I that's probably dating myself, but Michael Jackson had a song about Ben. It was about a rat that this dude, he learned how to treat, he learned how to train these rats.
Yeah.
And he would control the rats, and so that's kind of,
This is Ben, the 1972 film?
Yeah, Joe. Why you laughing so hard?
Yeah, I didn't know it. I didn't
trying
know
to sprinkle
it was.
Y'all with some game. No, because when I said it, everybody looked at me like I was crazy. There are some people out there listening, though, know exactly what I'm talking about. Because that was a scary movie back in the day.
They could mutate into chefs.
Like, you mean like Ratatouille? Like, listen.
Remy?
Like, listen.
Great flick. I got stuck on the ride in Disney World a couple years ago, and the Ratatouille ride just shut down.
I tell you what, though, I don't care in what universe that we're living in. I ain't letting no rat cook me no meal, man. That's just not.
No, but Remy could cook. Though.
I don't care. It's a rat.
See what he was putting out?
No, I saw.
You wouldn't have enjoyed it. No. All right. Well, you did use the word mutating there. You know who's mutating in front of our eyes? The Phillies, Hugh Douglas.
Yes. Segway.
Well, listen. Well, I don't know if we're ever going to have a week like this again. I mean, honestly, it does. You could have a good team, a bad team, a great team, whatever. It's rare to have a week like this. The Phillies are the first team in Major League Baseball history to hit a go-ahead home run in the ninth inning three consecutive games. And last night really may have been the wildest one of all. They were down 5-0, and it was Sanchez that got hit. Sanchez did not pitch well last night. Rare rough ones, right? Whatever. We'll chalk it up. Tough one. Move on. He'll be fine. But he didn't pitch well. Nationals got him. They're down 5-0. Hugh, I was watching about halfway through the game. Sanchez got hit. The defense wasn't good last night behind him. And I was like, all right, this is just one of those games, right? In a long season, one of those games. They won two dramatic games, and I kind of just said, all right, they're going to lose this one. Go beat the Mets 2 out of 3, and we'll consider it a good road trip. And they come back, and they get that inning where there's a bunch of walks, and they get the runs in. They tie the game, and then you get to the ninth, and then it's Harper. And then it's everyone on this team contributing right now. And it's amazing because they just took a series where they could have lost all four games. And they went 3-1. I mean, they were down in all the games. I mean, they didn't have a great series from start to finish, but they found a way to win 3 out of 4 games in this series. Hugh, it feels like every night it's the same story, but it's becoming their story, which is you can't kill this team. They're never out of games.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, man. No question about that. You talk about the resilience that you've shown. That's what you need to see. And it gives us fans something to be excited about.
Yes.
And then when you talk about in baseball, with so many different, feats and historic things that have happened. Because baseball is the one sport that history is a big part of the game. And a lot of these, historic events have happened, and they've stood the test of time. We talked about Sanchez a couple months ago that did something that didn't happen for almost, 100 years,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken? So that's why to be the first to do that in baseball is pretty phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And this baseball team just keeps getting better and better and better. They're 36-17 under Don Mattingly. 36-17 since switching the manager. And this series started to really show, I think, what they can be. Because if they get offense like they got in this series, with the pitching they have, the closer they have, They're going to win most series. They're going to win a lot of baseball games. 215-592-9494. Can we be reminded of just a couple days ago what we heard from Clayton Beter, the Nationals relief pitcher, who all of a sudden became a household name? I mean, goodness gracious. Now we know this guy's name. He talked after Monday's game how much he loves beating the Phillies, and then we know what happened since then. Here's Beter on Monday.
Just overall, a performance like this in a big division series to get a four-gamer started. How's it feel?
Yeah, it fires us up. I mean, I don't think there's any team we want to beat more than the Phillies. So, great way to start the series and looking forward to the next week.
Is that just because you're playing them now or within the division, kind of looking at them in the standings? Why is that?
Yeah, standings a little bit. I think we always just got a little extra juice against them. You know, they're close. They always draw fans here. We just want to beat them.
Well, he wanted to beat him, and then they didn't beat him again the rest of the series. Phillies win the last three. Three straight games with a go-ahead home run in the ninth inning. It was, I mean, just it's everyone. It's the stars. It's the guys in the middle. Then last night, it's Bryce Harper. Let's hear from Harper after the game. After his home run, he said something that we haven't said about the Phillies in quite some time. Here's Bryce Harper.
Bryce, what are wins like this tell you about a team?
Yeah, we're coming. I mean, watch out, right? I mean, obviously, we're a great ball club. We knew it. We knew we had it in us. And, you know, we're playing good baseball right now. And, you know, it's a great ball club that we have. We have a lot of fun, obviously. And, you know, we're a great team. We just got to keep going.
You know, Hugh, I haven't heard that word said about the Phillies in a while. Certainly the first time all year. The G word. And not good, but great. Bryce said it after the game last night. And I think if you look at the overall picture, you would say, well, I mean, the Dodgers have a better record, the Brewers have a better record, the Braves have a better record. You know, there's a lot of teams that have better records than the Phillies. They're the fourth best record in the National League. So if you just look at the record, you say, you know, it's only June. But you know, I heard him say it last night, and I started thinking about it. This team is playing great baseball, and they've played great baseball for a while now. This isn't a week or two or three or four. 36-17 under Don Mattingly. They're playing under Mattingly at a 109-win pace. That's great. I mean, that's great in any year. 109 wins is rare. And I look at the way they're doing it. They have six players on this team that I can make a legitimate all-star case for. Mm-hmm. Harper, Schwarber, Marsh, Wheeler, Sanchez, Duran. No, I'm not going to do it for Bone. But I can do it for...
Hold up.
Care about that voting. I can make the case for six players to make the All-Star team.
Why I got
to
be like that on
I Friday? Can make the case for six players to be on the All-Star team. And they have the look, man. They have a clutch. We're not out of it. Something's brewing here. Look, I haven't used the G word for the Phillies in a while. But Harper said it last night, and I agree. That this team right now looks great. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, is this Phillies team great?
Oh, you know what? I
great.
Had fun watching these three games
here we go.
From the last
here
couple
we,
of nights. And then when you was had Dick Lovelady on the mound and he got hit around a lot, that was an awesome thing to
and
see.
That sap beater
talking all that trash, and to have three games where you were trailing and you come back in the ninth inning and you win them all is phenomenal. But
you had to throw the butt in on a Friday.
Yeah, I know. You know, can I just, like, since we're telling stories, and you, like Dan Orlovsky told me, can I tell the story about what I was thinking about when I was riding in? I was like, I hope Joe don't ask me how I feel about this team this morning, because I don't want to burst anybody's bubble.
But
my first thought was, and I'm thinking about this from the perspective of a good team. Watching the Phillies play. Because, you know, even though you talk about the most hits in Major League Baseball right now, is that what you say? They got scoring the most runs or whatever, the Nationals?
The Nationals came into the series having the most runs per game in baseball.
Yes.
Yep, offensively.
So you're playing a team that's up and coming, right? But when you're realistic about it, they're not in the playoff picture. When you talk about some of the teams that they could probably get in. Who knows?
Yeah, they might get a wild card.
They might
maybe,
get a wild card.
Maybe.
Who knows? But when you talk about the upper echelon teams that you're playing against, they're not in comparison to them. So my first thought was, it's great to show resilience because that's something that carries over into other games. But if I'm one of the teams that's at the top of the trash heap and I'm looking at that, my first thought is, I'm not going to let you climb back in.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to keep my foot on your neck. And that's the thing that concerns me, because – realistically, I mean, it's a great feat, and I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I'm not. But I'm also grounded in reality. You struggled against a team that's not in the position or the stratosphere that you're in. You struggled against them.
Yeah, they were down in all the games.
Yes,
all four games.
And you fought to have to get back.
Yep.
A good team is not going to let you do that. And that was my thought process watching that. Love to see it. Don't get me wrong. I love to watch it because it's exciting to see baseball like that, and I'm living in the moment. But when we start talking about playoffs and stuff like that, if I'm the team that's playing against the Phillies, the first thing I think about, you know how this team is resilient. Mm. Can't let them back in. If you get your foot on their neck, keep it on there, because you can't let them get back in. These are the moments that they live for, these big moments where they come up with these big plays. You're talking about the Derek Hill, the Bryce Harpers in play. Like, you have to keep those moments down. So that's the first thing I thought about. You don't want to live by that all the time. You really, really don't.
Well, I know that I agree with him. You can't make a living being down every ninth inning and coming back. That I agree with. I just view it this way. Every year it feels like there's a team or two that starts off like crap, and then they play.
They get hot.
They play great, but their season record never actually gets great because of the hole they dug themselves, right? That was the Phillies in 2022. I mean, you look at the Phillies 2022 from the moment Topper took over until the World Series, they were one of the best couple teams in baseball. It's just they buried themselves so far, we never really felt it or knew it. Then the 2019 Nationals, which is the team that won the World Series after Bryce Harper left, they did that. I think they were 19-31. But you kind of started watching them in June, July, August. You're like, this team's raking right now, and they're pitching, and they're dominant. If they get in, and they won the World Series. This team's kind of has that look. They're playing great baseball for a long period of time. I mean, 36-17 is 53 baseball games. It's basically a third of a season. They have been the best team in baseball right there. I'm starting to feel that this team's got this gear to them now. I expect Dave Dombrowski to go out there and add. We'll see how much and what he adds, but he's going to add. They've got a lot going on right now, and there's like this thing about them. They look, we knew they had talent, right? They're supposed to be a really good team. That was not in question. So they got their act together with the manager. Their talent is obvious. They have six-ish all-stars. And now they're starting to have that look like, man, we
I thought you were about to say they have six-ish vibes.
No, I don't
please don't ever say that.
I was about to say, what are we doing?
Well, I said ish because I know you want to bring up that Bowman Stott are close to the all-star voting.
I'm just saying, they have six
deserving all-stars. Let's put it that way, all right? Close, all right? Six deserving all-stars. The bottom line is they got a lot of talent. They're playing well. They got the manager thing locked in. This team feels great right now.
I will say this. You know what I like about what I'm seeing so far? And they have to keep it going. Contributions from everybody else. You know what I mean? When you talk about Kyle having the tight back or whatever and other guys stepping up and they're getting big hits in big moments.
But Derek Hill.
Yeah. You got to have that because the last 3 years, we've complained about the fact that if the big three go cold, whomever you want to say the big three is or the key bats go cold, yep, then the whole offense goes cold. So to have contributions across the board from each individual or different individuals is pretty unique. It's pretty good.
If you know, for the first time all season, they're doing exactly what we asked. Can the other guys just help? And they are, right? Like the last month and a half, Stott, Bohm, JT, Derek Hill, they're getting enough help from those guys that it's working. And that they're not just relying on Schwarber, Harper, or Marsh. 215-592-9494. Is this Phillies team great? Yes or no? Harper said it after the game last night. Kyle, where are you at as the Phillies do it again in D.C.?
They're playing great. I'm having the time of my life this season, watching this team. It's been the most fun series that I've seen in a while. Yeah. That's awesome. Like, I honestly can't remember a series quite like this. The Nationals bullpen is a gift, I will say.
It reminds me of the Phillies 5 years ago.
It's horrendous.
You might as well put Workman on the back of their jerseys.
I mean, it's a disgrace what their bullpen is. But I still sort of go back to what we talked about yesterday. I just think there's too many holes on this team for me to say they're great. And, like, how can I say they're great when one of their top three guys in the order is batting, like, low 200s?
Yeah. I mean, Trey's a problem.
Trey Turner kind of stinks this year.
He kind of had a good series under the radar here. Yeah, he got two hits in three games in a row, I think.
And I have two starting pitchers who I have full confidence in. That's great. Mm-hmm. I have one bullpen arm that I have full confidence in. Like, I just want to put things into perspective here. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I still feel the same way I did yesterday. Yep. They can win the World Series. They could. They could go toe-to-toe with any team in the league, I think. But I need to see this a little bit. I need to see them at the deadline. I need to see them go through the rest of the season here and continue to have their foot on the gas here for me to call them a great team. I just think there's still another level here that I'm waiting to see. And I need to see them get a little bit more complete, I think, before I go around throwing around the G word, Joe.
Yeah, the G word. Well, I mean, Bryce Harper threw it out. I'm agreeing.
And he
with
should. And you know what? And Bryce should throw that word out there because that's how Bryce feels. I'm a fan.
And he should want that his teammates to feel that way.
Yes,
they should all be excited.
Yes, he should say that. I'm a fan. So I'm going to be a little skeptical because I see it from a different perspective. But I also understand where Bryce is coming from because he's looking at it like, at the end of the day, the Nationals are a professional baseball team. And you play the team that's in front of you. But the reality is you have to know and you have to keep that momentum going when it comes to when you play good teams.
Sure.
Now, you got another Kameda Tan that you're about to play.
Who just fired their manager, by the way. Fired their manager this morning.
So you want to keep that momentum going. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the schedule in front of me.
I think it's Mets, Pirates, which will be a challenge next week.
Yeah.
Pirates, and then they have a long road trip into the All-Star break. All right, it's Detroit, Cincinnati, Kansas City, something like that.
Yeah, so I say all that to say, Kyle, that the schedule favors you
to
gain some momentum. But when you play those good teams, you have to remember the moment that you had last night.
Yeah.
You got to remember that moment.
Because we're not going to get the Nats bullpen in the playoffs. Mm-mm. We're not. We're going to get Mizorowski. We're going to get, the Dodgers. This is not going to be what we're seeing all season.
Well, sure. No, but you know what they are? They're building momentum. And they've been building momentum now for two straight months. I mean, 36-17 in any 53-game stretch is that's great baseball.
But one bad week, and the momentum's kind of gone, right?
I mean, that's their job to not let that happen. Right. But you're right about that. 215-592-9494. All right, your take on it. Bryce Harper, after the game last night, after the Phillies did it again, said this is a great team. Do you agree? Is this Phillies team great? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Chris?
Happy Fighting Friday, man.
On Friday's fighting in here? No. Unless it's 11:50, then maybe that.
Fighting Phillies. We're fighting.
You get past that.
What's up, Chris?
Douglas, before I get to you with I get some scorn for you, sir. I do have to pass along a message. Skip asked me to tell you, can you bring the bean dip to this weekend's pre-4th of July block party? That was first
Come
Skip.
On.
I want you to bring the bean dip.
Come on. It's a no? You're just saying no to Skip? It's part of the HOA?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I saw
He said he likes your bean dip.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Guys, let's explore the facts here. Let's explore the facts of this because I think that's what we need here, Joe. Joe, let's help these guys out here. So I'm going to say it slow so anybody out there can understand. Rob Thompson's team record was 9-19. Donnie Mattingly's team is 36-17. Rob Zombie's team had a negative 54 run differential versus Mattingly's plus 58. The Zombie, 3.64 runs per game versus the Don's 4.85. And last number here for you, runs allowed per game with the Zombie, 5.57 versus Donnie Baseball's 3.75. You know what? Listen, mind you all of this. He's getting this done. Well, Trash Turner continues to have an abysmal season. Painter's pitching is as embarrassing as Hughes' softball swings. And the Phillies during this 50-game stretch under the great Don Mattingly, this campaign, have the best record in Major League Baseball. And I can't get you, Douglas, to believe or the mustache. You know what? Damn it, wet blanket, Douglas. No, sir. Not today. We're not doing this. We're talking about the fightings. This team is the ninth inning nightmare that teams just don't want to face anymore. And they're all led by High Leverage Phil, who coming off of the bat is like a reincarnation of Dobbs again. Like, you and Kyle, you know what? You're welcome to climb on the Phillies NL East champions bandwagon.
Nobody's off of a bandwagon, Chris.
You're off.
No,
you're off.
I'm not. You're off.
And you know what?
How about that? I'm pushing you off.
You, Douglas.
Yes.
Nah, you. I even got a step stool ready for you and Ron from Montco, okay, if you need help getting up there.
Well, so Ron's a lost cause. Ron's a lost cause.
I don't think Ron's jumping MV3. The bandwagon.
Ron is a dope.
Listen, MVP and V3 tried to tell you last night how it is. This team is great. No, you know what? They're not just great. Just like Bryce, they're elite. Get your checkbooks ready. And hey, try day today, Hugh. Try to behave today and not get yourself almost fired like last Friday.
All right,
Let's
Chris. Let's go. Appreciate the phone call.
Try to behave is crazy.
Try to behave, especially at 11:50. All right, 215-592-9494. Look, this Phillies team, for now 2 months, has been among the top two or three teams in all of baseball. They're coming off of an incredible week. And Kyle said it, he's right. This is probably the most fun week we've had in a long time. And if you go back to Saturday, right, the last week, calendar week or so, within the last week, they had three straight comebacks, go-ahead home runs in the ninth inning every single game by guys all across the roster, right? A Hill as a pinch hitter just got here, Marsh, the emerging star, and Harper, of course, the guy. And then you go back to last Saturday, right? That was where they had the three home run game by Schwarber coupled with the cycle by Bryce Harper. It's been as fun of a week as you can imagine. This Phillies team is building momentum. And they look great to me. Like, what I'm watching right now looks like a great baseball team. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Are you willing, ready to say, and do you agree with Bryce Harper? This Phillies team is great. We'll take all your phone calls on this. Plus, we have to get to a Tri-Day Friday coming up at this. A couple things. We'll let you hear from Bryce Harper after the game, because he had quite a moment with him versus the Nationals fans last night. You'll hear from Bryce Harper and a Tri-Day Friday. We need to help out a friend. We need your help as we try to help out a friend who put together a list yesterday right here live on WIP, and it's got a lot of holes, a lot of issues, specifically with where Hugh Douglas was ranked on it. We'll get to that coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. You like this song, Hugh?
No. I mean, it took too long to get there. But it seemed like it would be a nice little banger.
What do you mean it took too long? Don't songs usually start with verse, then chorus?
Well, it all depends on how it's sung. Like, like some songs, when you listen to them, like the beat or the melody or something, it ropes you in.
Yeah, that one
didn't
for you?
Do it. No. This one didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you...
It felt like a pretty standard song structure, though. Like,
no, I give you that. But
I don't
it
agree
just
with
took
the took
just,
too long
It
to
just
get
was
there.
Like, it took too long to get there for me.
Okay. Well, you can just say you don't like the song. That's totally fair. Okay.
Hugh, you've had many careers, right? Obviously, football player, then
actor.
Analyst, actor. Well, okay, I'm
going to hang out with some A-list actors.
Yeah. I mean, business owner, talk show host, all that, right?
Is King Kong going to be there?
I think at some point you should add music critic to it. You're a music critic at heart.
I am. You know, I like what I like, man, and I like
too hard of a critic. I would say.
Different styles of music and stuff.
The pain in the ass,
but. It just all depends. Like, the song, to me, the beginning of the song is kind of what ropes you in.
Yeah, yeah.
And some songs are, like, they're good, but it takes a while to get to, like, the main, the meat and potatoes of the song.
I'm not a big REO Speedwagon guy, but, you know, the beginning was
some bangers.
The beginning was Bryce
bangers.
To the Nats.
They've had some bangers.
I mean, maybe that song's a parallel to the Philly season. Took a little while to get to the meat and the potatoes. The beginning's not great to you, but now look, now this thing is really hitting 36 and 17 under Mattingly. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to your phone calls here in a second. Do you believe this team is great? Bryce Harper said it last night. And we have to also get to a Tri-Day because one of our favorites needs some help here. But first, Bryce Harper, he had an interesting night last night, specifically him and the fans down in D.C. Now, that's always been a thing. It will always be a thing unless he left the Nationals to come to a division rival, right? So he's never going to be beloved forever down there, even though he was probably the greatest player in Nationals history. I mean, when you think about it, he played there 7 years. You know, I guess Strasburg delivered a World Series. Maybe Strasburg's above him, but whatever. I mean, Bryce is one of the few best players in the history of that franchise. But it's kind of weird, Hugh, because they don't like him anymore because he came to the Phillies.
At all.
I remember I was at the first Phillies Nationals game after he signed here. We took a busload down to D.C., and they booed the crap out of him, and we cheered him. And so it's always a thing. But last night, they were getting on him specifically. So Bryce Harper last night, well, he decided to have a little gesture to the Nats fans as he rounded first base after the home run of the ninth. He stuck up his ring finger. So here's Bryce after the game on all that.
Like, you gestured out to right field when you're running the bases. Did you hear them chanting? And why did you do
obviously,
that?
Ring finger, though.
Okay.
So make sure that's out there. But yeah, I mean, obviously, everybody heard it. We heard it the other night. I mean, they were doing the same with Trey. Which is crazy because they should probably know their history a little bit with them winning a World Series here. And, but yeah, it's part of it. I love coming here and playing here. I'm very familiar with the ballpark and I love hitting here. It's a big homer series. It's a big at bats here as well. So I love playing here. So it's definitely a familiar place for me.
He was also asked about what it's like for him to go down there and get booed a lot, considering he was their franchise guy. For here's Harper on that. He kind of considers it weird, considering how long he did play and play well for them.
Do you kind of feed off of like, the hostile energy?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know. Everywhere I go, I get booed. And say my name or boo or anything else, I love it. You know, it's all part of it. So it's weird coming from a fan base, obviously, that I've sweated for 7 years. But there's a lot of people around here that enjoy me. So, you know, it's all part of it. It's all fun. You know, it's a crazy thing. There's a lot of people over there within that organization that I respect, and a lot of workers around the ballpark that I still love seeing. And, it's part of it.
Hugh, your take on Harper versus the Nats fans, and specifically the gesture. You know, now I can imagine if you're in the crowd, like the upper deck, right? That finger he raised, the ring finger.
It looks like a middle finger.
Sure it does. You can't tell from that distance. Now, as you zoom in, and he's obviously telling the truth, he stuck up his ring finger. What'd you make of Bryce versus the Nats fans last night?
There's a lot that he said that I have to unpack. Like, I don't understand, like, the ring finger gesture.
Well, I guess the way I took it was he kind of wanted to stick out the middle finger, but he's not going to do that.
Okay,
so
but,
then it's like a make-believe middle
there's
finger.
There's that, but when you put up the ring finger, for most people, that suggests that you want a ring.
And he hasn't.
I agree.
And you haven't won a ring.
And they did without him.
And another thing that he said that kind of had me scratching my head, and I'm old. And I look at it, and I'm going to just throw that out there first. And I look at things
cut that audio.
I'm old. And I don't understand how you don't understand why they're booing you.
Yeah.
Like, number one, you're playing for a rival. They don't give a damn if you played there for 8 seasons.
And played well there. It doesn't
matter
anymore.
They don't care because you're not a part of that. That's just like me, if I still play, going to New York and getting a sack on their quarterback and then asking, why y'all booing me?
Well, it wouldn't have been a hue. It would have been a boo.
It would have been
happened.
A boo.
Yeah.
That's the nature of fandom. And I don't understand where the disconnect is, where you don't understand that. As a human being, that's what fans do. There are some out there that have admiration for you. Most of the people that probably were booing you have admiration for you, but they're still going to boo you because you have on the wrong color jersey. And it's not that hard to figure out. So it's sometimes I just feel like sometimes I feel like guys just say stuff just to be saying it. You know, I don't understand why they're booing me. I mean, it ain't that hard to understand. You're a Philly. And you just came back. Like, they've had 3 nights of, what's it called, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies ripped their hearts out for three
straight
games.
They've had 3 nights of Groundhog Day. And so you don't know why they're booing you, because guess what? The first night, what was it? The second night it was Derek Hill, right? And then it was you.
Marsh, the first one.
Marsh was the first one. And now it's you, the guy that used to be one of them. Hell, I didn't even, you know what I mean? I didn't even play for him, but I figured that out. It ain't that hard to figure out. It's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah, and maybe he thought it would dissipate as the years go on, because he's been here a while now, right? Like, I was at that first game, 2019, his first game down there a couple weeks into the season, and it was like a raucous boo, right? Because he just left for here. But it's not going to dissipate, Bryce. They don't like you. And especially if they think they're back in the mix as a decent team now, then the games matter more. I mean, you heard the beater thing. They want that to be a rivalry again because they're trying to become a good team again. So, I mean, I thought it was funny. And obviously he got the last laugh because he got the home run. But, yeah, I mean, of course he's going to get booed. 215-592-9494. Alan is in West Oak Lane. Alan's up on WIP this morning. Hey, Alan.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Alan. What's up?
What up? So I think this is new strategy. We spot the team 3 to 5 runs. And then we, rip their heart out at the end, leaving them demoralized and wondering if they can continue.
So it sounds like a risky strategy, but it's certainly fun when it pays off. I mean, the last few nights have been awesome.
I don't think you want to live in that space too long, though.
Yeah. No. But seriously, I think the team is playing up much more to their capabilities as players, and they're really gelling. I think they're very good. I can't apply the – so I'm using a G word. But I got to add the very in front of good, because I don't think they're great yet. I think they have the opportunity to be great. And that will come as we move on and play some of the teams that we're going to have to really compete against. And to get some of these players who are not, hate to keep beating up on Trey. I mean, especially after was yesterday I thought we were recurring the Mets. The Mets the day before had 6 errors in the infield.
Yeah,
and, you know, now yesterday we thought, hey, that sounds like a good plan.
I did feel like a hypocrite because yesterday we poked fun at the Mets and then the Phillies were kicking the ball around.
God.
I'm like, oh boy, this is karma. Yeah.
It was like that stuff's going to happen. Okay. But this coming back, this playing to the last out, I haven't seen it since 07, 08. You know, when they won the World Series, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that they've got some very young talent that the Bryces and Schwarbers and Wheelers are helping these guys and showing them this is the way. And everybody's participating. I mean, guys who you didn't think, you know, Hill and a couple others are really performing, and hopefully they can continue to raise their game. I think it's a great thing. I'm pleased. I was there on Sunday. I saw the Mets game on Sunday. That was a great win. Sunday night, you know, was great. And I think what they did in Washington is what they should be doing, feasting on teams that don't have the talent. And to build up their ability to know that they can. And that's – I'm not going to make any funnies or whatever.
I think it's
a fan. I think we should be appreciating and not like, oh, you know, but then there's October. Okay, but you know what? Bank all the good stuff now that you can do it. Okay, and hopefully that tag will be needed, and there we go. That's my story.
It's a good story, Alan, and we preached the phone call. I think there's a lot of things in there Alan said that made sense. One thing he mentioned, he hasn't seen these kind of comebacks since those 07, 08 teams.
Mm-hmm.
They've had four games already this season. Obviously, three this week. That's why we're reacting to all this, because it's three in a row. But you go back to that Friday Pittsburgh game, middle of May, when they went down early. That was the game Nola got rocked. I think they were down 5 or 6-0. Home runs flying out everywhere for the Pirates. They've won four of those games this year. That's a lot. I mean, that to me, that's a lot for a full season, let alone it's late June and we have four of these already. Four of those kind of games where it's like, yeah, there's no way they're going to win this game, and then they win it. That says there's something about the character of this particular group. And, Hugh, we kind of made it as an under-the-radar thing, and it was, but Derek Hill, I like him. There's something about
him. He got juice.
He has juice. I think if they can get another outfielder, he's like the perfect fourth outfielder because he's not really an everyday guy. But, you know, kind of the way Sosa has juice when he plays, Hill's got some juice. And, you know, he has three pinch hit home runs already this season. That's a skill that a lot of guys are just not good at, pinch hitting. You know, obviously we have a very famous pinch hit home run once upon a time here in Philadelphia with Matt Stairs. It's just like when you have a guy that has that skill, and then you come late into a game, it's not going to surprise me if we have a big game late in the season, maybe even the playoffs, where Mattingly says, Derek, you're up, and he gets a big hit. He's got something about him. I like him.
Yeah, and we've seen in the past when this team has that kind of swagger that they tend to do well with guys like that. You know, I think about Bader and what he was. He was a huge shot in the arm when he was here last year. So you want to try to keep that going, and he's definitely excited to be here. And it's something to be said about a guy who takes advantage of every situation that was put in front of him.
Well, he is. And yeah, well, speaking of help, because we could all use some help once in a while. So, you know, it's Friday. And, Hugh, you know what we do on a Friday, right?
We try.
We do try day.
It's a try day Friday.
It's try day. Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, well, today's a little different and a special Tri-Day Friday. If you were listening to the WIP Afternoon Show late in the show yesterday, you heard Herb from the Northeast deliver his top 80 athletes in Philadelphia since 2000. Now, why 80? I don't know where this came from, but I did hear some of it. And while I say it, that's a big undertaking, so congratulations to Herb for completing a list like that. I mean, I think he did have 81 by accident, but whatever. He got there. He had some mistakes on the list. So what we're going to do today,
tons of mistakes. I mean, it was riddled with errors.
What we're going to do today is try to help Herb out with his list. So, Hugh, I'm going to tell you in a second where you ranked and kind of go through that. But when people, for every caller we get today on the show, every person that calls in to talk about the Phils and everything we're talking about, I will throw at you Hugh Douglas versus someone that finished ahead of Hugh on the list. And, you know, then you can tell us if you think it's right or not. Can we hear a little snippet of Herb in the Northeast yesterday unveiling his top 80 athletes since 2000?
68, Todd Pinkston.
Oh, how about
Pinkston. Jason is
whatever.
Go ahead.
67, Trent Cole.
5'8". Way to go, Trent Cole.
66, Hugh Douglas.
Wow. Okay.
So low.
65. Deuce Staley.
Okay.
Okay.
64, Trey Thomas.
Okay.
That one's got a sting.
Yeah, because he said
I beat Trey like a drum.
Well, Herb doesn't agree.
All right, so you finished 66 on this list. Now, Hugh, I tried to put myself in Herb's head, which is a dangerous place to be, and I was thinking about it. I was like, what range does Hugh really belong? And I don't know. We'd have to really, really hammer
There's
this home.
A lot of great athletes come through Philadelphia, man. But, I'm not going to lie.
Well, there have been, but let me tell you this. I heard a stat last night, and I didn't know this one before. I'm going to see if you know it. Do you know how many Eagles pass rushers since 2000, right? This is since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Have more sacks than you had from 2000 to 2002. Like you're that 3-year span, you had 37 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many Eagles have more than 37 sacks in any 3-year span in the last 26 years?
I would probably say Fletcher Cox.
The answer would be zero. Nobody on the Eagles since 2000 has more sacks over 3 years than your best 3 years.
Mm.
You didn't know that.
I did not know that.
So just by that, I think you should be higher than 66. I mean, just by that, seems like 66 is kind of low. Now, did you see the list?
I did not.
Okay.
But you know what? I live in a space where everybody has their own opinion. And if that's where Herb sees me, I'm okay with that. Mm. You know? I mean,
well,
I will say this, that everybody that has played any sport always feels that they're better than maybe they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. So I'm always, when I hear anybody's name ahead of mine, I'm always say, because like I always tease Trent Cole. I'm like, no, Trent Cole is a carbon copy of me. You can't be better than carbon copy. That usually doesn't work that way because he's the upgrade, to be totally honest.
Sure.
But in my mind, I'm the one that I'm the foundational player of that made, you know, Trent Cole. I'm the reason why Andy drafted Trent, because he was trying to find me.
You were 1.0.
You made Trent.
But to be fair, Trent was the upgrade. You know what I mean? But in my mind, I feel like I'm better than Trent.
All right. Well, Herb had 65 athletes ahead of Hugh Douglas on this list.
Play with me?
Yeah. All right. So when you call in today, it's a try day. 215-592-9494. We'll throw one of the athletes ahead of Hugh on the list, and it's simple. Hugh or that guy. I mean, Kyle, this list had a lot of problems with it yesterday. I mean, it was...
Well, tons. Yeah.
Well, I would say until the top five, it really... And even that I have some discrepancies with. But even... Like, it didn't make any sense.
No.
At least at the end, he was trying, I think.
The whole thing is a disaster, if we're going to be honest.
And there was no Allen Iverson. He missed him. He just missed AI altogether. Well,
people forget.
You can't forget
AI.
Yeah,
well...
I mean, that's hard. You can't.
Yeah, you can't.
You better keep your mouth down and shut, boy.
All right. Well, we're not. We're going to talk about his list. Let's go to John in Allentown. Up next on WIP. Hey, John.
Damn, Hugh. He did you dirty. That list is fraudulent.
Oh, no, man. You know what? It's Herb's opinion, and I respect Herb's opinion, because that's how he sees it. And, you can't stop somebody from seeing it the way they see it. You know what I mean?
You can try.
You can try, but you probably don't think it's gonna work.
I don't think he can see. That's the problem. Maybe he can't see.
Well, just I don't know what the criteria was either.
You were the best athlete since 2000.
Yeah, but I don't know how he got to that. I don't know how.
I tell you some of the names above you, how we got there is the problem. Crazy. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, guys, the Phillies, not great. They're not a great team.
Why?
You know, Kyle argued with me. He badgered me into saying that the Phillies are a good team.
Well, you said they were okay.
You know,
John, they're better than
okay. I said they were okay.
Well, God forbid.
He talked me into they were good.
Just trying to make you sound more intelligent.
I believe they're good.
That's all.
All right, listen.
So why,
I don't need you to do that, buddy.
Why good, not great, John? Why good, not great?
Disagree.
Why good, not great? Because good teams don't have to come back in the ninth inning over and over and over again. Great teams, you know, are scoring in the first five innings and putting a team away.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What
did
you think about the New York Knicks this year? Do you consider them a great team?
I'm not a Knicks fan.
No, I'm just asking.
No,
I'm not a Knicks fan either. But given what you just said, the Knicks came back in every game that they played in. Like everyone else, lost one.
You got to give them that. But they also played. They have also played against what I think was the third best team in the West, with a lot of inexperience, didn't know how to put the foot on the jugular.
But they beat the best team in the West.
You know?
They beat the defending champs, though. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I'm just kind of curious to how you feel about the Knicks.
I hate the Knicks.
No, I meant after they won the championship.
I think he means specifically
after
how they won.
After they won, before they won, it doesn't matter.
I respect that, too. I respect that.
All right. You know, so here's what I'm thinking here, guys. Like, to be a great team, you have to beat the great teams. And let's see if they can do that, you know, and then we'll go from there. Like, the only thing that's going to convince me that this team is any different than the team from last year is if, you know, there's two outs to go, two strikes, and Duran's on the mound getting ready to close out the World Series. That's the only thing that's going
to
convince
me.
Yeah,
you need to see it to believe it. John, I think you're not the only one that feels that. All right, John, you ready? Tri-Day Friday, Hugh Douglas or someone above him on Herb's list. All right, here we go. Hugh Douglas came in at number 66 on Herb's list. I need you to tell me who's better, Hugh at number 66 or the person ranked number 55? Better player, Hugh Douglas or Ike Reese?
You went straight for the check.
Oh, my God. Hugh Douglas was one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And I love Ike Reese, but Ike Reese was a glorified part-time player, special teamer.
Wow.
Hugh Douglas, way better.
All right. Now, a good call, John. Let's be fair. Hugh did make the Pro Bowl as a special teamer. And you know.
Yeah, Ike was a hell of a player, too, man. I remember watching Ike in college, and Ike was a hell of a pass rusher. Ike didn't tap into that pass rush skill that he had.
I had to throw that one out of people first. I had to get it out of the way.
He did it wrong.
I guess what the first part of the call that Bob, not the me and him back and forth, but where he said good teams don't have to come back. And like, did the Dodgers not just do that in the World Series against the Blue Jays? Like, didn't they have, they hit a home run to tie the game in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And they had to come back and win in extras. Like, and I get, obviously, that's the World Series. They're going against the Blue Jays, but great teams have to make comebacks all the time. Like,
well,
what are you talking about?
I mean, also, I if you go back to 08, 09,
I think about the Cavaliers.
The Phillies, like, I'm sure there were plenty of comebacks.
I mean, because, like, going into that series against the Golden State Warriors, the Golden State Warriors on a hell of a run.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cavs were on the brink of elimination. And they came back and won. I think that I understand what he's saying, but you got to give them their props. Because they came back and won. They came back and did something against a good team that had won a couple championships. Came back and beat them. And the reason why I use the Knicks, because going into that game, Wemby looked like he was unstoppable. And the big question that I think everybody had was, how are you going to stop him? They did that.
Well, they did. They did.
They did that.
So the other thing is, so many of these games are won or lost at the end of the game. I mean, every sport, right? I mean, really, it's become every sport now. And the Phillies, we know, are good with their closer, right? Duran is, I mean, I don't know where you want to rank him, but probably a top two or three closer in baseball. I don't think he's quite Mason Miller, but if you're second best behind Mason Miller, that's pretty awesome. Duran is great. We know they're going to be good pitching-wise in the ninth inning. If they can also show a little pulse hitting as comeback-wise and they keep winning these ninth innings, you're going to win a lot of games. I mean, regardless of the area and the league, you're going to win a lot of games. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, all your phone calls on the Phillies here. Do you consider this a great team? Bryce Harper said it last night, and they've played like that for a long period of time now. They're showing some sort of thing about them where they're never out of a game. Four wins, improbable kind of victories in the first, you know, half of the season is a lot for a major league team. Your phone calls in the Phillies, are they great? Plus, another list when we get back, not just Herb's for Tri-Day, another list. Interesting, coming off our conversation with Dan Orlovsky yesterday, we'll hit a new list that's out, top 100 players of pro football right now, ranked by a writer, and what Dan Orlovsky said yesterday about Jalen Hurts. We'll hit all that. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.